during the COVID years. They extended the support for 1 year, but the old system was no longer supported, so we did have to reach out and buy the Tometra, the new mobile collection system already. But I can have the rest of them implemented within 2024.
Okay. If there's a discrepancy in the reading, which we have heard in other instances, and the customer contacts you, then you would have procedure for following to physically go out and read the meter?
Correct. And we can also test the meter as well. And we do that by a third source, third independent one source.
And the ask is?
110,308, I believe.
110,803.94. So 110,803.94
is your ask. Correct. Okay.
Any further questions?
No questions.
Okay.
Ready for motion?
Yes, ma'am.
I move to approve the ask for the water district number 2 for their purchase in the amount of $110,803.94 to come out of ARPA funds.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, sir. Once again, it'll take us a few days to get everything signed up and prepared, and then
thank you'll hear from Melissa. Thank you. District number 2 thanks you as well.
Yep. Thank you. All right, the next one we have is for Public Water Supply District number 1. Do we have a representative here from there this morning? We do not. I'm going to go with no. So would you like to give us a rundown on what we have for Water District number 1, please?
So we received Water District 1's application on Friday. It is for a round $300,000 number for necessary investments, and water, sewer, and broadband infrastructure is a $150,000 request. And then they have another for responding to negative impacts in the other category for another $150,000. Part of it is to upgrade their water system to those radio red water meters, which is similar to the presentation just given by Water District 2. And then they are also looking to provide some customer-friendly office space so that it provides pass-through windows for customers that come to the office each month to pay their water bill, and then adding a restroom to their main well house for the operators to keep the operators from going off-site if they need to use the restroom is the request.
In the information we requested for more broke out information on did they give what the request was for the reading of the meters, that part, leaving out the restroom?
I do not have that, I don't believe.
What we have in front of us is the only information that we have received. Okay. So
I thought Tammy said they brought it and left that information we'd asked for.
That was it.
That wasn't it?
This was it.
This is it, yeah. This this here. So I would, at this time, I don't think, without a representation or further information, I don't feel comfortable making a decision. How about you, Commissioner White? I should leave that open.
I had a figure in mind, but...
And I am fine with moving forward with that. I would like, you know, we do have a representative from each other district here, and we have talked about this particular one I have with Melissa, and they do have good ask in there. What is the figure you have in mind that you're willing to move forward with today?
The same amount for District 2 for purchase of the...
The electronic system. Reads and the technology system. Then I would be comfortable moving forward with that because that is a substantial reduction from what the initial ask is, and that is part of what they have spelled out in here. And on page 5, if you see in there, it has their the category where it explains what Melissa had went over. So, in fairness...
I'd be willing to make that motion, but also if you want to wait until the representative comes to another time, I understand too.
I did make that statement, but if you're comfortable with that, I'm also comfortable with moving forward with the same as we did for Water District Number 2. So if you would like to go ahead and make that motion, I'm ready for that.
I move that we approve the $110,803 for Water District Number 1 for purchase of the system as referred to.
Technology upgrades, possibly.
For the technology upgrades.
I'll second that. We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. And the next one we have on is for the senior center. Do we have a representative here?
Yes.
And we... So currently do not have an application in on this one. This is for discussion this morning. The Senior Center does have a request that they would like to make, so at this time.
And I would like to also give to the commission some figures that we have drawn up.
Thank you.
Kind of an idea about the future. At this time, we have been working on... getting a new senior center built. To give you a little bit of background, our septic system is basically not good. We have had to have it pumped every 2 weeks because the lateral lines have collapsed. Back in 17, the board at that time went out and got bids for putting a new septic system in. At that time, the bid was $200,000, and we would lose half of our parking lot. So at that time, the board decided they would look for a future site or a building that they could purchase to have a new senior center. With that being said, the board purchased the 8.5 acres out on what is called Manly Hill, where we now have a... farmers market, but on that we would be building a new senior center. We found that when COVID hit, which on in our request on that last paragraph, I state that the NAP credits were no longer available. They are. We just learned a short time ago that they are available, and on that breakdown that I gave you. We are planning on applying for the NAP credits come this April. We have already been in touch with a grant writer that has experience with the NAP credits, and we will be applying for those in April. At this time, also, our building fund, in our building fund, we have $97,473. And we have a CD that matures in February of 2024, that is $147,000, meaning at this time, cash on hand, $244,473. And that basically has been raised by our furniture store and our thrift store, and also fundraisers that we have had. And as I've shown here through on the breakdown, basically what our projected money raised. And our contractor, our general contractor, has told us that it's going to take about 18 months to build the building. And as I've broken down there, that how much we would come out with after the 18 months. But it's $1,092,000. Right now, the building is coming in at $1.3 million. So our goal is that we are able to build this building and come out basically debt-free or with very little debt.
And when would you plan on building, starting construction?
We are planning on starting construction. Of course, we will not be able to start until we receive the NAP credits, and that would be in 2024. Because when we apply in April, those are awarded in July. And back in 2020, I believe it was, when COVID hit, we were in line. We had all the paperwork finished, ready to go, and then COVID hit, and those funds were pulled. And at that time, we thought they were not coming back, but we just recently learned that they are back on the table. So.
Okay. And I know the timeline on this, as far as the expenditures of it, is one of the, to meet the criteria. So that's why I believe Commissioner White asked that question, is because we have to have it allocated, yes, by the end of 24 and expended and accounted for by the end of 25, correct?
26.
Okay. 26. So we have a little longer time period.
Right.
Okay.
I suggest you continue to do what you're doing. Come back before us. We have to allocate it and by the end of 24 and give us more facts to be sure that the building is, that you'll know if you've got your grant, and that it can commence.
All right. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yes. Your name, ma'am. I apologize.
Glenda Hunt.
Glenda Hunt.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Glenda.
The next one we have set up this morning is for biosolids. In front of us, we have Mr. Kendall Powell. How are you, sir?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good.
The request for biosolids falls under the infrastructure for sewer, for sewer under the ARPA funds. And their total request is $1,061,934.16.
And this is also known as JMUC, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay.
That is a Joint Municipal Utility Commission.
So can you give just a quick synopsis of what that looks like, how many people that involves, and the municipalities that are all part of the JMUC program?
Yeah, certainly. So So many years ago, it was actually a collaborative effort between Hollister, Branson, and the county to find a solution for the biosolids product that our wastewater systems and the county create. And we're looking for a sustainable, effective solution for the amount of growth that we're having within the county. And so this facility actually serves, I would like to say, the entire county itself, from Branson, Hollister, to other entities like Rockaway Beach, and it even serves Kimberly City and Stone County, Reese Springs, Galena, and Sparta as well. So it actually serves a small percentage of entities outside of the county itself. But the total effect on Taney County is the majority of the wastewater is produced through Hollister and Branson, and we produce we actually affect the majority of the county in the sense that those large entities plus the even the septic tank program that Mr. Suti brought for you guys earlier, those pumping trunks come mainly to Hollister at this point,